Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC. It is time for our program, Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. And once again, Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us and recapping. Again, we're going to go back. We took a pause last week. We covered the WASDE report, the production reports, stocks. But let's get back into our discussion, Jeff, about creating our written marketing plan. And again, let's kind of recap where we've been. We've divided these decisions into two spheres, if you will, on the production side, and we just started to get into some of those business and management decisions, huh?
Yeah, on the production side, exactly, Chad, what we have is it's how much am I going to produce? And then we look at what is it going to cost me on a per acre and a per bushel basis. From there, we talk about, are we going to store those bushels or are we going to go ahead and move those into town? And then we go through as part of that production side and talk about our delivery plan. Are we going to have the trucks available, the manpower? What's the weather going to be like? And make sure all that translates into having the cash flow we need to pay our bills. Then we transition from production over to the management, and our first decision there was on the crop insurance. And the crop insurance gives us that foundation. It gives us that base that we're able to use to have the confidence to be able to go ahead and make those key marketing decisions. And that's really where we're at so far, Chad.
Yeah, that crop insurance decision, that is so important. It is a big decision that a lot of people make. But let's take it now to the next level. And you might say that the next big decision after crop insurance on the business side is, are we going to market these bushels before harvest or after harvest? That's a big topic there too, Jeff.
Oh, it is. And that's honestly the hardest one because, Chad, we know that marketing is so emotional. And really, if we're going to make that decision on pre or post-harvest sales is what we call it, it's not delivery, but when we sell, we really have to get over two fears. And they're very real fears and they stir up a lot of emotion. But those fear, first one is the fear of not producing. And then the one after that that's just as real is that fear of missing out on a higher price if I do go ahead and make a sale.
Yeah, well, let's talk about each one of those fears individually. And that first one, especially if you're doing pre-harvest marketing of bushels, it's a legitimate fear. What if we don't produce those bushels? How do we deal with that, Jeff?
Yeah, exactly. Because in everybody's mind, they always think back to conversations what they've had with their grandpa or their dad. And it's always, you know, don't go ahead and sell anything that you haven't produced yet. And those were very real concerns years ago when we didn't have the crop insurance like we have right now. But I think the first place to start is to understand what happens if we don't produce enough bushels. You want to have a conversation with your grain buyer ahead of time on this, but what we know is that for 95% of the locations, if you make sales and you don't have the bushels to produce to deliver, you can usually roll that obligation to the next year. But what if that's not available? What happens if you have to buy out of the contract? So I'll just give you a little example, Chad. Let's say you sell corn at $4 and the market goes up to $4.50. What happens is that you have to pay that 50 cents per bushel. You don't have to pay the $4.50. You just have to pay that difference, that 50 cents per bushel. Where does that money come? That money comes from your crop insurance. Now, on the other side, and this happens just as often, actually happens more often, let's say you sell at $4 and the market goes down to $3.50. In that case, the grain buyer owes you 50 cents a bushel. Now, there's two things that's going to happen there. One case, some of them will just write you a check. In the other case, what they'll do is they'll go ahead and just put it on account for you to use it in some other way.
All right. So again, a couple of things that to deal with that fear of not producing enough bushels. But the next one, and again, it's a legitimate fear. What if we pull the trigger? What if we make a decision and sell some of these bushels? But like you said, the market moves up from there. Again, a legitimate fear. How do we address that, Jeff?
Yeah, first of all, is to understand that our data has went back to 1996. And what we've looked at is that we said over time, what's the tendencies of the market? And about 80% of the time, pre-harvest sales are higher than post-harvest sales. So we've got that going for us. Then seasonally, what we know is that the highs usually come in that March through June timeframe, that time frame in there when the market knows the least about what's going on and there's concerns about the weather. The other thing we have to understand, Chad, is that usually what happens to cause a market to go higher are supply problems. And normally what causes those is some type, not enough rain or heat. And so if something comes in, it could come in the summer to go ahead and give us a bounce. But the last thing, it actually gives us that comfort. Just like you have options on your production side to make adjustments, is that you can know and be comfortable to know if you've made sales ahead, there's steps that can be taken if the market goes higher after those. One of those would be just to be able to come in and buy calls, and that would still give you an even better price if the market went higher. So, and we'll talk more about that in future segments.
Yeah, I was going to say, just a quick preview, what's left on the business side for us to talk about?
Well, we get into some really interesting ones actually next week, Chad, and that's where we're going to talk about how do you decide and what is your trigger to make sales. So once we've made these pre-harvest decision to sell pre-harvest, what actually triggers those sales? So we'll talk more about that next week.
In the meantime, if folks would like to talk to you about some of these concepts, how do they get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, great information. Thanks so much for the insight. Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, and using your bean to market your grain here on 840 KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.